The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. By the special grace of God, we are starting another series this month, that's starting from today. And the series is called the God Presence Spirit. That is the God Presence Series. The Presence of God. The Presence of God Series. Praise the Lord. And the topic for tonight is unveiling the power of God's presence. Unveiling the power of God's presence. Unveiling the power of God's presence. I want you to know that God had destined the last day of the church to be the days of exploit. The last day is the days of exploit. And we, as members of the church, we are to do exploit. We are for exploit. Turn to your neighbor, say, you are for exploit. We are not meant to be here on earth struggling like others do. We are not destined for struggling. We are not destined for a life of struggle. We are destined and created for a life of exploit. We are to be movers and shakers. We are to be the one that determines what happens. You know, God has given to you and I the dominion. Say, let them have dominion. God has given you power to have dominion. God has given me the power to have dominion. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the face of the earth. God has given you and I dominion. And that is why we are not created to be in a corner and just be struggling or wallowing in pity. Praise the Lord. And one of the major ways that we can experience exploit and exercise this dominion is when we are carriers of God's presence. Praise the Lord. When we are what? Carriers of God's presence. Does it mean that you back God? No. The Bible says what? Say, ye are gods and sons of the Most High. If you and I are gods, it means we carry God in us. The every being of God is in us. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I'm trying to create a mindset in us today. In Psalm 82 verse 6, the Bible says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. How come that gods, sons of the Most High, will die like men? It's as a result of them not fulfilling the dominion, the commission that God has given unto them. And I tell you tonight, one of the ways to carry God's presence, to do exploit and to have dominion, is to be a carrier of God's presence. When God created man, the Bible says, God said, let us create man in our own image. And in verse 27, it says, so God created him in his own image. So God created him in his own image. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female. In other words, you have every nature of God in you. But what makes you not to be able to perform like a God, small g, is the lack of the presence of God, the big God, the Heavenly Father. So what is the presence of God? The presence of God is the abiding and the tangible aura of God around a man's life that leads to distinction in life. Abiding tangible presence, the horror of God around a man's life that leads toward distinction in life. Brethren, I want you to know what differentiates an ordinary man from a supernatural man or superordinary man is what that person carries. Hallelujah. What you carry will determine where you will end up in life. Praise the Lord. You know, the people of old knows this. They knew about the importance of the presence of God, and that changed their life. There's a man called David. David knew the presence of God, and he said he knew the importance of the presence of God so much. This man knows that if God is with me, no man can be against me. He knows that if I stay in the presence of God and I be a carrier of the presence of God, I will have dominion and I will rule. And he says something in Psalm 51 verse 11. Say, cast me not away from your presence. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Now the question is, at this particular time, has the Holy Spirit been released? Hello? No. But by the reason of the fact that this man understood God fully and he dwells with God, he knows that God is a spirit. And he could testify to the fact that God has a spirit. And he says, Lord, don't take away your presence from me. Don't go against me. Yes, I've sinned. But please, one thing I desire, your presence should not be taken away from me. No wonder this man, till today, we are still talking about him. Without taking much of our time, the benefits of the presence of God in your life. What are the benefits of the presence of God in your life? Number one benefit of the presence of God is that the presence of God always brings rest to carriers of his presence. If you're a carrier of God's presence, you have rest. We are not talking about rest of sleeping and taking a nap. We are talking about rest from affliction. We are talking about freedom from oppression. We are talking about freedom from poverty. We are talking about freedom from ill health. We are talking about freedom from lack. The presence of God gives you rest round about. The book of Exodus. Excuse me. Exodus chapter 33 verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. My presence shall go with thee, and I will do what? I will give thee rest. The presence of God saves man from every toil, from suffering, from hardship. There's a level that you get to that you don't need to do certain things again before certain things happen. People used to say that these days, they would say, you know, we used to say, work hard, that you should be a hard worker. Now people will say, be a smart worker. But I tell you, be a grace carrier. It supersedes smartness. When you carry grace and you carry the presence of God, the smartness of man becomes infinitesimal to what you can do. When you're a carrier of God's presence, you have unquantifiable power to bring about a performance of anything you set out to do. Praise the Lord. The presence of God gives you rest. The presence of God delivers you from affliction. The presence of God safeguards you and prevents the enemy from tormenting you in any way. Number two, the presence of God results in your elevation in life. When you encounter the presence of God, obviously you cannot remain the same again. There's a man called Moses. This man was just a herdsman, like all the our brothers Fulani that we have around us, tending his father-in-law, goat and sheep and cow. If you have been close to these people, you will understand their lifestyle. They live a very primitive kind of life. He was a nobody. He was not reckoned with. He was a fugitive. He was a murderer. But when he encountered the presence of God in the book of Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 to 6, that changed the story of his life. He was elevated from following the flock of his father-in-law in the backside of the desert to become the deliverer of the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, the presence of God, an encounter with the presence of God, is an encounter of a lifetime. If you are able to capture it, Jacob was using the smartness. He was a hard worker. After being hard working, he worked for 7 years for the first wife, which was not his wife. Then he worked another 7 years for the second wife, which was the wife that he wanted. Making how many years? 14 years of labor. Hard work. And after working so hard, this man came to himself and said, I don't have anything. Save these two wives and some children. Say, when will I begin to prepare for my own house? And he went to God and God said, you have been working hard. Now you need to apply smartness. And God gave him wisdom. He began to practice the first genetic modification that anybody could do. And after doing that, the Lord blessed him so much. He became so rich, became so powerful, that even his employer were afraid of him. And as he progressed in life, he got a junction in his life that smartness cannot save him. Then he needed an encounter with God. And the Bible said, and he wrestled with an angel until the breaking of the morning. And the angel has to ask him, Ogbeni, allow me to go. And he said, look, I will not allow you to go unless you do what? You blessed me. Praise the Lord. And that singular experience changed his life, turned his life around. And the man said, your name will not be called Jacob again, but you shall be called what? Israel. For you have wrestled with man and with God, and you have prevailed. I want us to know one thing tonight, and that elevated him from just being an ordinary Jacob, a supplanter, to a prince with God. The presence of God elevates you from nobody to become somebody in life. It changes your story, changes the story of man from just being an ordinary person to be a carrier of power. Praise the Lord. There's something we used to do in physics. When you take a metal near a magnet and you rub the metal on the magnet for some time, after some time, the metal is not magnet, but the metal carries some what? Some power like that of the magnet, and it can pick up some smaller what? Magnet. You know what has happened? That metal has come in contact with something that has transferred power into it. The magnetic power has come into it. So I want you to understand one thing tonight. When you encounter God and you encounter the presence of God, your destiny is transformed. You begin to do things that naturally you cannot do by your natural self. You begin to do things that are beyond your personal understanding. I pray that the Holy Spirit will make you to understand this teaching tonight. Praise the Lord. It's a deep teaching. Brethren, we are not who we think we are. You are not whom you think you are. You are supposed to shine. When we carry the presence of God, we carry light, we carry power, we carry an enormous authority. Praise the Lord. Number three, presence of God brings signs and wonders. Signs and wonders are always happening where every child of God, or where God's presence abides. Where the presence of God abides, signs and wonders will always happen. Praise the Lord. When the presence of God is in a place, there will be signs and there will be wonders. You know why? The presence of God drives away evil. The presence of God drives away hindrances. The presence of God drives away anything that is anti-God. And that is why the presence of God carries so much power. And in the presence of God, there is what? Signs and wonders. Turn with me your Bible to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 12. And the Bible says, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in the Solomon's porch." They were what? They were one accord. What happened? These people encountered the presence of God in Acts of Apostles chapter 2. And after encountering it, the power of Pentecost came upon them. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And having encountered this presence of God, these same people who were once timid, these same people who were once hiding, these same people who were once not knowing what to do, became bold, and they were doing wonders. Signs and wonders were following them. Insomuch that the fear of them spread all about. The question is this: why am I not carrying the same power? It is because there's lack of the presence of God in your life. When you carry the presence of God, no devil can stand against you. Praise the Lord. There's a story. I don't know if I can pick it up now. I think it's in 1 Kings about Isaiah and his servant Gehazi. You know what? This man woke up one day and discovered that the army of Samaria have surrounded, Assyria army have surrounded the whole city. And he was shivering. Then his master said, "You don't know what is happening." And he prayed to God and said, "God, just open his eyes so that he might see the people that are present with us." And God opened his eyes. And after his eyes was open, and the guy who's, he saw the chariot of fire ran about. The guy became so bold. The Bible said the guy carried bucket and he walked right in the middle of the soldiers, went up the hill, went to go and fetch water and walked back. And the soldiers were looking at him, confident. And he came back. Then, "Tamba Bina, touch me." You know why? Because he could see something that is beyond the ordinary, the presence of God. That gave him boldness. He walked literally through the hosts of the enemy. I see you walking through the hosts of your enemies to possess your possessions in the name of Jesus. The Lord will release the grace for you to take the gates of your enemy and to possess it in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I want us to know that our God is ready to release His presence to us if we are ready to flow with Him. Number four, what are the things that we benefit when we carry the presence of God? Glory. Turn to your neighbor, say glory. Glory. Where the presence of God is, the glory of God must abide. Where His presence is, the glory of God must abide. See, one of the things that I desire most is for me to be a carrier of God's glory, to be a carrier of God's presence. Because when you're a carrier of God's presence, you carry something that is beyond normal. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you go into the exam hall and you're a carrier of God's presence, you cannot come back shameful. No, it's not possible. When you are pregnant and you are a carrier of God's presence and you enter into the labor ward, you know for sure that you are not coming back sorrowful. Brethren, we need to hunger after the presence of God. The presence of God brings down the glory of God. The Bible talks about that in the book of Numbers chapter 20, verse 6. The book of Numbers chapter 20, verse 6. Hallelujah. Bible says, "And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appear upon them. The glory of the Lord appear upon them. Praise the Lord. The glory of the Lord appear upon them. When you carry the presence of God, the glory of God must go with you. Brethren, I want us to understand tonight that we are not too small, neither are we too young to be a carrier of God's glory, to be a carrier of God's power, to be a carrier of God's presence. Turn to your neighbor. Tell him or her that I will be a carrier of God's glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The presence of God is mighty. The presence of God is glorious. Brethren, if there's anything you should seek after, it is to seek after the presence of the Lord. Seek after the power of the Lord. And as you do this, you see yourself enjoying great things in the name of Jesus. Number 5, deliverance from the enemy. I just talked about that short while earlier. When you carry the presence of God, if you're a carrier of God's presence, the enemy cannot exert rule over you. The enemy cannot exert rule over you. The enemy cannot exert rule over you. The Bible said the lot of the wicked shall not exert upon the righteous. It is impossible for the enemy to rule over you when you are a carrier of God's presence. Because darkness cannot rule over light. It is not possible for darkness to rule over light. It's not possible. If we have all these lights and everywhere becomes dark and somebody decides to own his or her phone flashlight, as small as that flashlight is, darkness around that area will do what? Will take cover. There's power in the presence of God. You know, the presence of God is what delivers and protects. David was a very good example. This man knows how to go around with the presence of God. He's a carrier of the presence of God. And as several times, King Saul attempted to destroy him. There's a particular time in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 19 verse 10. The king threw a javelin at him. Now, the king is a warrior in his own right. Such people don't miss their target. He's a sharpshooter. But what made David, the Bible said David he slipped away out of God's presence. And the Bible said, and Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin. But he slipped away out of Saul's presence. And he smote the javelin into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night. Deliverance from the enemy. The enemy has been planning to nail you to the wall. I tell you tonight, if you be a carrier of God's presence, you would have escaped before the enemy realized what is happening. And even if the enemy realized what is happening, the enemy cannot dare the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to have this deep understanding tonight that the presence of God is not moi-moi. It's not what we think it is. It is power. When you are a carrier of God's presence, you are a carrier of power. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you see some military officers, they look so fragile and so like that, so tiny. I have one of them like that, a retired general. When you see him, you can't see anything that looks like general in his life. I mean, in his physique. He looks so ordinary like that. But I tell you, if this man handles a weapon, then you will know that indeed this one is a general. Praise the Lord. But that's not where I'm going. If you meet him outside, and John and him had issue, I bet it John may decide to beat him up. Why? Because he's not wearing his uniform, and his boys are not with him. But the moment he wears his uniform, as a general in the Nigerian army, I tell you, John will not even dare to come near. You know why? There is the presence of the uniform that keep John away. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Ordinarily, you see such a person outside, you can insult or misbehave or do anything. But the moment you see the two star and the cross and the eagle, you know this one is a general. You don't need anybody to tell you. Immediately you will comply. If his vehicle is coming, you will mash your own brake so that he can pass. It's simple. It's the same thing in the spiritual realm. When you carry the presence of God, the enemy clears for you naturally. I don't know how to paint it. You know, I live with this man I'm talking about for some good years of my life. And there's a particular day where to go by, where to go somewhere, wanted to get me a place for me to do my high tech. Then he detailed one of his boys, a captain, and his driver to take me to the place where we are going to meet the MD of the company where I would do IT. And as we were going, there was traffic at Ikeja. And they oddly jumped down and removed. Naturally, you don't remove that thing that they use in covering. So he wanted to remove it, and the driver said, no, don't remove it. Just go to the front and clear the road. Sincerely, that day I felt so important. Everybody stopped. The moment the guy jumped down, the other guy said, put your head down and pretend as if you are reading something. They will think it is yoga. Or is somebody close to the yoga, because you are not permitted to sit at the back. So I sat in the front. Everybody stopped. Everybody stopped. City of Lagos, everybody. And we're passing. I said, wow, this is good. That is power. That is power. Praise the Lord. I remember at another instance, we're traveling in a convoy, military vehicle, convoy. We're traveling during the Modakeke Ife issue. And there was crisis. And we ran into them straight on. And the soldiers paused. And they came out with their weapon. The people that are fighting, everybody took cover instantly. And we passed. And when we got, but they said nobody can pass. They said, let them come. You see, when you see firepower, you will understand what it means. That is the presence. It is not them, but it is what they carry. Ordinarily, any one of them, you can tackle them. But what they carry is what distinguishes them. Is what gives them that power. Is what gives them that authority. Brethren, when you carry the presence of God, you carry authority. You carry power. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Psalm 9 verse 3 says something. Psalm 9 verse 3 says, when my enemy has turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. Enemies perish at the presence of God. If you're a carrier of God's presence, enemies cannot stand before you. Number 6. The presence of God brings fullness of joy. Every carrier of God's presence are always full of joy. They are always full of joy. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, thou hast shown me the path of life. In thy presence there is what? There is what? Fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. When you have joy, you will enjoy pleasure. Praise the Lord. The presence of God releases the fullness of joy. The fullness of joy unto you. Brethren, it is lack of the presence of God that make a man to become sorrowful and become moody. In your bitterness, you cannot carry the presence of God, because the presence of God does not dwell in bitterness and in sorrow. It can't stay. Praise the Lord. And that is why you must not allow anybody or anything to steal your joy. Don't allow it. Don't allow the situation. Don't allow anything that anybody have said or is saying to steal away your joy. Because you are a child of God and you carry God within you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. What are the secrets of God's presence? What are the secrets to being a carrier of God's presence? Number one is a praise and a worship lifestyle. A praise and a worship lifestyle. The Bible said God inhabited the praises of his people. God dwelleth in the praises of his people. He enjoys the praises of his people. So if you are a man that praises God, God will always be around you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 95 verse 2 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. God loves people that knows how to praise him, and he dwelleth in the praises of his people. It's a very simple thing. You have two people. One knows how to praise you and make you happy. The other one, when you go around him, is always moody. He's always looking somehow sorrowful. Obviously, you wouldn't want to be with such a person. Yes or no? You'd rather prefer to go to the house or the place where everybody is always happy. Praise the Lord. Same thing with God. God will not come and dwell with you. He will not come and waste his time with you when he knows that you are not happy. When he knows that you are not right with him. So you must be a praise and a worship person to be a carrier of God's presence. Number two, a lifestyle of uprightness. You must have a lifestyle of uprightness. And I'm going to dwell a little bit about this. Brethren, let me tell you this. Many things that many of us seek after are things that will not help or that cannot help. Praise the Lord. Psalm 140 verse 13 says, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. The upright, not the man that is not upright. The upright. Brethren, righteousness pays. Pays to live a righteous life. It pays to live a life that is pleasing unto God. The Bible says in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things. All what? All these things that ye seek after shall be added unto you. What you need to do to get all the things that you are seeking after is the kingdom of God. Brethren, if you are here today, let me advise some of us. If you are not yet married and somebody is asking you out, or you are planning to get married or enter into a relationship, the first criteria is, does this person fear God? Does this person love God? Does this person care about the kingdom of God? If he cannot meet those three, or she, I bet, please have a rethink. Praise the Lord. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. I know somebody might be thinking, is it possible to do the things of God only and not do the things of the flesh or the things, normal things that everybody do? I tell you, in doing your normal things that everybody does, God must be first. When you make God first, you are seeking after God's kingdom. Praise the Lord. Don't do anything that is unrighteous. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. A lifestyle of righteousness is what attracts the presence of God. You know why? Because God's eyes are too holy to behold iniquity. And because he's a holy God, he cannot come and dwell in the house of iniquity. Praise the Lord. And that is why he said, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Because this is your reasonable service. Brethren, don't use your body. Don't fill your body with unrighteous things that will drive away the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Number three, A lifestyle of humility. A lifestyle of humility. A lifestyle of humility. To be humble to some is a difficult thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29. The Bible said that no flesh should glory in his presence. No flesh should do what? Should glory in his presence. Brethren, I want you to know that you cannot be puffed up and you expect the presence of God to be around you. The Bible said God resists the proud. And there's another portion of the Bible that says God look at the proud afar off. I love the Yoruba version. Okerere, Lord ti man wo kini o, agberaga. Okerere. That is, God is far from the proud. Brethren, I want you to know tonight that God wants you to live a lifestyle of humility. Humility pays. Humility pays. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's turn our Bible to the book of James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 6. Praise the Lord. I read. It says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the what? Unto the humble. And verse 7 says, submit yourself therefore to God. Full stop. It's a complete statement. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If you are not submitted to God, and his presence is not dwelling in you, you cannot resist the devil. You cannot draw near to God. Verse 8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. I pray tonight that God will give us the grace to be humble so that his presence can be in our lives in the name of Jesus. Number 4 is a lifestyle of prayer. A lifestyle of prayer. Brethren, prayer should be one of the things that we should love most and we should do most. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 1, and it says unto them, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. That, you see, prayer should be, it should get to a point that prayer should be spontaneous. You know what it says, spontaneous. Something is spontaneous. Something that just come out. You don't have to think before you do it. Sometimes you would be dreaming and somebody wants to attack you in the dream. And you just busted into tongues, or you just started praying and you see God granting you victory. Or somebody wants to give you a food that has been laced with some things and you lay your hands on it and say, Father, thank you for this food. I declare it sanctified by the blood of Jesus. If you are not a habitual prayer person and you are hungry, you would have finished eating before you remember that you did not pray. I don't know if any one of us has been there before. You would have finished eating before you remember. But if you are habitual, prayer must be something that you do always. And prayer attracts the presence of God. Because prayer is communication with God, between God and man. If I love talking with Paul, for example, Paul Akinbola, all the time I just like calling him and talking with him and, you know, being in fellowship with him. After a while, Paul will start doing certain things that I do naturally. I will start doing certain things that he does naturally. Because we rub off on each other. Praise the Lord. Naturally, you just see yourself doing certain things. When you are a lover of God that dwells in prayer, you carry his presence with you. Because the power of prayer releases the presence of God. The power of prayers releases the presence of God. Brethren, tonight, I want us to know that the presence of God is not arbitrary, or is not something that we cannot experience. It's not something that is so, how will I put it now, that is so big or so difficult or so hard for us to experience. No. In fact, His presence is here with us. Praise the Lord. It says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there are we what? How we be. Brethren, I want you to know that God's presence is always around you. Only that you are not a carrier. You know, you can have something and you are not having it. I don't know if you understand it. You can have something and you are not having it. Praise the Lord. Let me illustrate it this way. You have money, but the money is in your bank account. And you needed money, but you don't know the ATM pin. You have forgotten your ATM. And it's 12 midnight. No bank is open. Now you needed money urgently. And you get to the ATM, you can't remember your pin. At that point, you have money and you don't have it. You have the money in the bank account. But what it takes for you to be a carrier of that money, to translate it into your pocket, you don't have it, which is your pin. Praise the Lord. What we are talking about tonight is just like that. A lifestyle of praise and worship. A lifestyle of humility. A lifestyle of uprightness. A lifestyle of prayer. These are the codes that you needed to exact the presence of God into your life and to be a carrier of the presence of God.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.